All right, boys and girls. Hi, teenager, sit there and be still. We have a very elaborate presentation for you now. The name of this piece is called Billy the Mountain. Can you please turn microphone
not on the radio at all,
the monitor system just a little bit?
Yeah, all the monitors just...
Hello? I'd like to say that it's always a pleasure to play in Los Angeles. Because we know that when you play in Los Angeles, that this is the kind of an audience that has the best opportunity to understand what the jokes are in these songs. That's one of the reasons why I'd like to be as careful as possible that the PA system is working just right so you can hear all about these things that you can relate to, you know? For the country that gave us birth. All right, Billy the Mountain. Synthesizers ready? I was supposed to give you a brief explanation of what Billy the Mountain is, but I don't think that it's going to be too practical to do that, except to say that this will probably be the next movie that we do. Stand right over here, there'll be a little light that'll come on you, but don't mess up the song.
Now, Billy the Mountain, he couldn't believe it.
all those postcards he posed for all of those years. And finally, now at last, his royalties. The mountain was rich! Yes! And his eyeball caves, they widened in amazement. And his jaw, which was a cliff, well, it dropped 30 feet! A bunch of dust popped out. Rocks and boulders hacked up, crushing the Lincoln! Big news to Ethel. And with dust and boulders everywhere, Billy choked with excitement. Announced,
Ethel, we're going on a vacation.
Yes! And they were going on a vacation. Ethel, like any little woman, she, of course, was very excited. She creaked a little bit, and some old birds flew off of her. Billy told Ethel they were going to...
George Putnam's biggest new story. in to the KTTV news service. Undeniably links this mountain and his wife to drug abuse and payoffs as part of a San Joaquin Valley smothering. However, we can assure parents in the Southern California area that a recent narcotics crackdown in Torrance, Hawthorne, Lomita, Westchester, Playa del Rey, Santa Monica, Tahunga, Sunland, San Fernando, Pacoima, Silmar, Newhall, Canoga Park, Palmdale, Glendale, Irwindale, Rolling Hills, Granada Hill, Shadow Hill, Cheviot Hill. We'll provide the secret evidence the Palmdale grand jury has needed to seek a criminal indictment and pave the way for stiffer legislation, increased federal aid, and avert a crippling strike of bartenders and veterinarians throughout the Inland Empire. However, it is this reporter's opinion that Ethel is a former communist.
Within the week, Jerry Lewis had hosted a telethon.
Funds for the injured and homeless in Glendale.
Oh, no.
As Billy had just leveled it. And a few miles right outside of town, Billy caused a, oh, my papa, in the earth's crust. Right over the secret underground dumps, right near the Jack in the Box on Glen Oaks, where they keep the
pools of old poison gas and obsolete germ bombs.
Just as a freak tornado cruised through. Yes, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when little Howard Kaplan was sitting on his porch. Just playing, having a nice time with his little accordion, and this weird wind came up, direct from Glendale, blowing these terrible terms in his direction, and all of this caused by a huge
mountain.
Inside of the secret briefcase belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself. And I'm sorry to disappoint some of you, it was not Chief Redden. This one man was Studebaker Hawk, fantastic new superhero of the current economic slump. Bring the band on down behind me, boys, for some inside hot poop about Studebaker Hawk.
Now some folks say he looked like Zubin Mehta. Still others say, bullshit, honey.
Bullshit, man.
He's just another greasy guy who happened to be born next to the frozen meat pies at Boney's Market. Still others say, Chad, piss on you, Jack. He's just a crazy Italian who drove a red car, you see. Nobody ever really knew for sure because Studebaker was so mysterious. Some could say he could fly, and some could say he could swim. Others say he could sing like Neil Sedaka. And all the girls in Flushing would be amazed again.
Many rumors have spread about Studebaker Hawk.
consider this rumor, which was published about 3 weeks ago in Rolling Stone.
Well, it's got to be true.
The word of God, as it were. Rolling Stone says, and I quote, Studebaker Hawk can write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
No!
Some men say he could write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a
$3.99, good God. He bent over and he put his
his hat between his legs, and he said in a very clear, impressive Ron Hubbard type voice,
New York! And the booth and everything lifted up out of the parking lot and into the sky!
Come on.
20 or 30 at times there have been somewhat desirable.